Okay, Gia. Are you
Oh,
there,
now
Gia?
you're yawning now too, aren't you? Oh,
I'm not tired, I promise. I'm
no. Okay.
fine. I'm fine.
Check.
How are you, Gia? How are you
I'm
tonight?
good. I'm just very sleepy all of a sudden, but I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be
Yeah.
here and glad to be back in Port Charles Hospital World. And what I liked about today, even though it was still like Christmassy decorations and stuff, it felt like in my world like Christmas, 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 big build up, and then I'm like, oh, I'm so done with Christmas, you know. And I feel like hospital was like already like, okay, let's get back to murder,
Yeah,
you know.
there's lots to get back to. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't remember any of it at the moment.
Yeah, I mostly remember today. Well, the gingerbread
Heather.
jam. We had a lot of
The
seeds
gingerbread
at the
jam.
big gingerbread jam,
Yeah.
and then so a lot of like holiday oriented tomfoolery going on.
Presents given.
Yeah,
Yeah. Babies.
babies
Oh
have
yeah,
to
that was.
take.
Yeah, let's talk about the baby in the
Okay.
Quartermain Mansion for a little bit.
Okay. What do you want to say about it? Sorry.
Well, I don't know. It seemed like it was just such a sort of gratuitous, weird kind of thing. Oh, I don't. Did we even learn her name?
Mary.
Well, they were. Was did she say her name was Mary, or were they just calling her the Virgin Mary?
Well, today somebody made reference to the fact that she had was dressed from a nativity scene as Mary. I don't remember her saying that, but she must have said that. And
I don't
apparently I
know.
didn't really pay much attention to what she was wearing because I didn't notice. I must have just thought she was sort of 80s looking, like with a floral dress and a shawl. I don't know, like what was her Virgin Mary outfit that I missed?
No, that's they were calling her the Virgin Mary because that's the part she had been playing, I guess, in whatever thing she came from.
Right,
With
but yeah, but was she costumed like the
a
Virgin
little bit. I
Mary?
mean, she just had like sort of like a long shawl or something over herself. I don't know. I don't know. It just felt like a trumped up kind of a thing. And, the only part of it that was a bit sweet was when, obviously she was going to name the baby after Brit, and that, sort of caught Brit off guard.
Yeah, we're really ramping up the Brit storyline.
We
That's gonna be
sure
our,
are.
yeah,
Yeah.
be our
And,
biggie.
and she's not doing a very good job anymore of disguising what she's going through, really, emotionally,
No,
anyway.
she's losing it.
She's losing it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I want her to tell. I want her to tell her friends.
I know.
You know?
I liked watching Maxie and Brad sort of
That was a
come.
real bright spot
It
today, I thought.
was. Yeah, it was. Because they can kind of both do their thing. And yet
Yeah.
it's sort of like a new dynamic for both of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
But they should really be on the same page, for her. But yeah, she was really losing it there. But yeah, I enjoyed their banter and their, you know, the what should the waiters be wearing? Not
Not
much, you know. That
much.
was like, okay, that was good. And
Yeah, that was cute.
I hope they go with the disco rather than the foam party.
I
The
also liked
Bee Gees. I'd like a little Bee Gees in the background, you know.
I was thinking this is sort of not neither here nor there, but it seems
All
like
right.
the expression chosen family has been coming up a lot lately in
Yeah,
hospital.
okay.
I don't
Oh,
know
on
what this
hospital, not in general.
yeah,
I see it
just on
sometimes on
hospital.
Facebook, you know, like,
Yeah,
huh.
sure.
Who
But
else
I've
mentioned it on hospital?
it seems like it's I've in the last I don't know, I don't remember what episode or who it was, but it's just sort of it seems like it's come up at least 3 times in the last week.
Well, it's an idea I'm interested in, having just had the holidays with family that not chosen, you know, like the actual family. So what's the deal? I can pick a new one?
Well, it seems like
I'm just kidding, family. I love you. Love you.
maybe just I don't know. I don't know if that's something that's happening more often than it used to, that people are sort of turning to like friends and stuff, you know, as their
Yeah,
chosen
yeah.
family. I don't know. People have been getting shuffled around a lot, you know.
Like real people or General Hospital people?
Real people. Like
Oh.
people move, you know, and then like with COVID, people are all, you know, lots of illness and
Yeah.
death
I
and stuff.
know people that, like, because of the pandemic, like came to value friendships and family. And then I know other people who, like, ended up not speaking to friends and family, you
Yeah, it
know,
was
like
like the perfect
it's
excuse to like, you
yeah,
know, kind of go dark. Yeah.
go dark, or you just realize, like, you know, it's just not worth putting up with that relationship or whatever, you know. So I don't know. I'm not on one side or the other of that,
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm not either. You really need both, I guess, your actual family and your chosen family.
Yeah, and you
But
need Pringles and you need beer to get through,
yeah. I'm not sure you need pickle soup though. That was did I tell you I was gonna make pickle
and
soup?
I was like, did I miss something on hospital?
No, I guess not.
Pickle soup or pickled soup, like a
Pickle.
gorge
It has
pickle.
pickles in it. Yeah.
Oh my God, what else does that have in it? Like,
Well,
what are you gonna pair with that?
it's very pickle forward. It was do you know the actress Kristen Bell? She's on well, she was on
Yeah,
Veronica
blonde
Mars.
and perky. Yes, okay.
But
Yeah.
she's done some very good work.
Okay.
But anyway, she was on like a baking like competition show with other celebrities, and she made pickle soup,
Okay.
and she won. I thought, you know, the kid in this house loves pickles so much that I can't really buy pickles because she'll eat them all in one day.
That about her. Okay.
So
She go for
I.
like a crunchy, like a Clausen, like a refrigerated.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah. So I thought I'd make pickle soup and satisfy that craving for her. And I can't decide if it was disgusting or if it was good. It really walked the line right
Is it
between.
a hot soup?
Yes, it's hot. It's
Well,
Polish. It's Polish. I wish I should have
that makes
pulled up the
sense.
Polish
Okay.
name. Yeah, and it has potatoes also. There's a lot of
Okay.
variation, sour cream. So
So it's kind
yeah.
of like a melted, like German potato salad is what
Yeah,
it's sounding like to
exactly,
me.
exactly, Gia. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I think it was better today than yesterday. Maybe because I was prepared for the taste, because it's definitely sort of, you know, and it's the opposite of a sweet, you know, it's
Would it
so
be good if you
salty.
used it as a dip for chips or something?
You could
Like, is it
blend
that
it.
up?
Yeah, it was kind of
Yeah.
chunky because it had the potatoes and carrots and stuff, but you could put it in a blender and then
Aren't
it
you
would be.
brave? Listen to you, domestic stuff.
Well, that was like the extent of our dinner. It was like a peasant's meal, you know. We had pickle
Well, you
soup
know,
and rye bread. That's what they recommended.
the nativity scene was a peasant scene, really.
Yeah,
So.
sure. And getting back to the quartermains situation there, I
Okay.
find it hard to believe that they wouldn't have enough food for however many people showed up at their door, you know?
Yeah. A lot of it felt like just forced drama and manufactured situations. And it had me wondering, like, at what point did we decide we'd quit doing the entertaining the kids at the hospital with the reading of the story? And, you know, that was kind of a classic. And it seems like they've abandoned that, and then they're maybe finding their way to new, like, it was still quartermain centric.
Yep, it was. That was maybe Monica more Alan Corda. Yeah. Monica was just referred to like
AWOL. She's AWOL.
Yeah.
She was it off having like, real Christmas, maybe.
Maybe. Hopefully. Hopefully she's healthy. But yeah, it seemed like that was maybe during the Alan Quartermain days when that was
Alan and Steve Hardy before that.
Yeah. But you're right. They did sort of just let that go in favor of like the Rice Plaza.
Right. Yeah. The Rice Plaza. Yeah. Have we heard like why it's called Rice Plaza?
I don't think so. No. Gia.
It sounds legit to me. Like that sounds like a real name. I don't know why, but okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the gingerbread jam then.
Okay, which I liked how Dante and Sam had none of the children there. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're beloved children. Nobody. You know, I mean, the classic to me like is Drew with his on like carving the scout's name. Have we seen it with Scout more than like twice? Maybe. And one of the times he kept telling her to go away and draw a picture. Go over to the table and draw a picture. You know.
Maybe she got a restraining order against him or something.
I would. She should.
Yeah.
Speaking of chosen family, it's time for her to choose a new one.
Yeah. I'm sure she would love that.
Yeah. But anyway, what'd you think of the performance, the Blaze and Chase and their big song?
Well, you know, I think they both have some talent. What?
Wow.
I'm trying to be nicer because like I'm thinking now like that Nicholas has been given the axe, like, you know.
Oh, do you think we're dooming these people when we
I'm pretty sure we don't have that kind of
reach. I don't think we're that important. Yeah.
I know, but I don't want to like start any sort of negative like domino effect or something. But I will say this. They're talented. I thought the song was a bit monotonous. Like every time they cut back to it, it was like, oh, it's not over yet.
It's all chorus.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's sort of a common trait in pop songs of the day.
But
now you've got me like, do I have to like censor myself with
no,
you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe we should just say for the record, many times we start out hating a character and then months later we love them.
Yeah.
so please.
Yeah. I was going to say, I thought that was the weakest song I've heard him do.
Yeah.
And maybe it had more to do, like you said, with the song choice.
I think it was the song, because when they were doing like the carol or whatever.
The carols did sound kind of pretty, yeah. So.
Yeah, that was better. If that was actually them singing, that was some good harmonizing, I thought, there.
Yeah, But I thought, and I kind of thought, can I say it? I don't think she's going to be a regular Blaze. So I thought she was the weaker link there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know if they're links, if there's only two of them.
right. Yeah. I was thinking, like if they were going to torture Brooklyn a little more and have him sort of develop an interest in Blaze, that wouldn't really work very well if they're also going to pursue the police thing again. I don't know. Cause I don't know if he wants to really sing anymore. Right. If he doesn't have to.
Well, but didn't he come back to Brooklyn and say he wasn't severing their business relationship?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
Which I thought, is that just him slyly trying to keep the romance going or I don't know.
I don't know. He didn't seem like there was much, I don't know, area to interpret his feelings there. You know, he seemed pretty like matter of fact, like this is it, you know. But maybe he's kidding himself.
What happened to Teddy Bear Chase that was so nice?
I know that. I was thinking that too. I was thinking this doesn't really feel like the real Chase. It doesn't sound
ring
like
true.
Him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
That reminds me, speaking of not seeming like themselves and not ringing true, so Sasha is like a mechanic, and that's a piece of
I wondered if that's where you were
her
gonna go.
character's backstory that just now
She
came to the
pops up
front.
from behind a motorcycle.
That was like, that was such a last minute little bit written in to, like, okay, how are we going to get these motorcycles in the story? Because that'll be so hot to have Britt appear on the motorcycle, and
Yeah, I know. It felt like a lot of stuff was just sort of jammed in there, like sort of out of
yeah, like
some.
they were like they threw in a B team and said, write a Christmas story, and speaking of, I watched a Christmas story again. I watched a lot of Christmas movies, but are you familiar with that newish classic? I ended up watching like the second half and then the first half
Yeah,
when
'cause
it
it was
like,
on over and
it was
over and
on.
over again.
But I'm coming around at it. At first I was like, I don't get why everybody just loves this, because it wasn't from my era. But I'm kind of coming around on it. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I thought it was all right initially, and now I just don't know. I don't have any interest in watching it again, really.
Oh, okay. Do you watch Christmas movies over and over or anything?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't.
My God, we're so different.
I tried to watch Love Actually, and I was like, nope, I can't do it.
I saw that there was a show about Love Actually, and I thought I've never actually seen Love Actually. I don't, but I haven't gone that far yet. So, but
That's
gotcha. Okay. So
that's
It's
another
a
one people
Wonderful
like
Life.
to watch a lot. No, you know my stand on that, I think. I
Gotta
don't think.
respect
Okay. All right, let's leave it at
it.
that. Let's leave it at that. Sure. Oh, no, my classics would be The Grinch and Charlie Brown. That's all I need for
Oh
Christmas.
yeah, which oh the two that I didn't come across this year was a
Yeah, I
bummer.
know. Those are harder to find actually now.
My dad and I went into his little movie theater and we watched White Christmas, which is I like the oldies. So that's a Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby. It's just a big excuse for a song and dance show.
Yeah, that sounds good to me,
The
actually.
plot is barely there, barely there.
Yeah, that's
But
fine. That's fine.
yeah, we enjoyed it.
Okay. That's lovely, Gia.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. So, let's see. We had
I just sorry to wrap that up.
Yeah,
The
go ahead.
General Hospital Christmas episode, I don't think can hold up to the test of time this year.
No,
That's
probably
my
not.
feeling.
Yeah, I don't think so
Kind
either.
of fun, but not really. Like, let's not do that over again every year.
Yeah, I liked that Austin was there to mix it up a
Oh,
little
yeah.
bit,
Yeah. Yeah, like now that they've untethered him from Maxie and vice versa,
Now he
it's like,
can sort of.
they're both like able to be themselves and they're so enjoyable.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes people come to get together as couples and they become a real drag.
Yeah, I think that's a absolutely true. On these shows, they try so hard to create this like chemistry and then the suspense of, will they be able to get together? And it's too much, the actual relationship can't bear the weight of that,
Yeah, this what is that? The center can't hold or something like that. And there's some saying about
Maybe.
that.
Could be Gia.
What that
I
is.
like that.
I heard a phrase today. It was actually a TV critic. They were like doing a roundup of all the new shows this year, and I thought we could do that. But she was talking about some show, and she said something about it. It's very punk rock, and I thought, I want to work that into my lingo.
Okay, do you want to
Very
try
punk
it?
rock.
That will be your goal in the next half hour to work that into our podcast.
Appropriately, though, and I don't know. I don't know. I'll see if it happens. It happens. I'm not going to force it,
Well, all right. Getting back to the weird sort of happenstance of Sasha and Sunny
Sunny
fixing a
working on
motorcycle.
the bike.
I kind of wish there had been a little more of that scene. If they were going to do something silly like that, why not have a little more going on between them, Because I like that Sunny's there for Sasha and that she kind of feels like comfortable with him,
Yeah, that could have been a little more, but that's what I mean. It was so like last minute thrown in there,
Yeah,
just like,
like, yeah, they're sort of like these little
yeah.
throwaway scenes, you know? And it's like, if you're gonna do this, just, kind of embrace it, I guess, a little more.
How do you feel about all this Cody pining away after Britt
Ugh,
now?
Cody.
Ah, Cody.
And that Mac is like such a, he's almost like an overbearing father now, you know?
Well, yeah, and he is. Yeah, that's going to
He
be the
is.
big reveal, and
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I still don't like the Cody Britt thing. I suppose they're trying to make him a little bit more of a sympathetic character now.
Yeah, because he's got to stick around, apparently.
He's got to stick around, yeah. So I guess I'm not gonna commit to hating him forever, but
No. And he is less grating at the moment, I think.
at the moment, yeah. Although when he talked about like delivering a horse, did your
He
eyes
did
roll
say
at
it.
that
Yeah,
fold?
I
Yeah.
thought, yeah. Yeah, I thought he didn't sound natural using the lingo fold,
Yeah. Yeah, he sounded like me.
A little bit. Yeah, you were timid about it. You were timid. I felt that.
Now you're making me very uncomfortable.
I believe you can use it as a verb too, fold.
Old, okay.
Fold, you know.
Okay. It seems like you could have worked punk rock into that.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Wouldn't have quite fit, but I
I don't
hope
know.
you got to remember, like, keep that in mind. That's your goal, Gia.
Well, it might not happen in a half hour. I might not be awake in a half hour, so.
Okay.
Oh,
What? Go ahead.
I just thought of a link, but overbearing fathers.
Yeah.
Where do you think we could go with that?
Well, I wanted to go to Scotty next, but he's not really an
Oh,
overbearing father.
okay. Now, well, let's go to Scotty and then we'll come back to overbearing
You
fathers.
sure? You sure?
Okay, yeah, because they said there was a line about Scotty today that merely made me laugh.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but
Maxie was talking about
I Oh yeah. He
Scotty
might
being at
break
a foam
a
party and he might break a hip. I thought that's pretty mean, like throwing Scotty under the bus like an
Yeah.
old person, you know.
Do you know what a foam party is? Are we
I think
supposed
they're
to know
talking
it?
about, I don't think they are a thing anymore, but I think in the 90s they would do this, like literally like soap up a rave, and there'd be like the big foam soap, like bubble bath, but not water. I'm not explaining it very eloquently.
Well, that's what I was picturing, but I thought
Yeah,
I still haven't
yeah.
ever heard that, I don't think.
They
But
were like
yeah.
a thing back in the,
All
I
right.
want to say 90s, like when people were running around with like glow tubes and, you know, raving, when they were raving all over the place.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, but well, I always like Scotty with Elizabeth because it feels like nobody else really sort of loves her and Mrs. Franco the same way she does, you know?
Well, oh, that was another chosen family moment.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. And I love that moment when she said she'd been spending all this time like thinking about the family that she didn't have, you know?
And she had Laura and Scotty, and it's
Yeah,
true.
I that really felt like such a good line that was completely perfect for that
Yeah,
scene,
that was a sweet moment, really was. Yeah, and Laura, in the same way as Scotty, was her support of Elizabeth all these years has been tremendous, really, even though her son has been out of the picture lo these many years. We
Yeah, that's
don't
right.
even get mentions of him anymore.
Not really,
And
no.
he's not supposed to be dead, right? He's
Right,
off
he's just
somewhere.
off somewhere. He had to go like clear his head in Ireland or something.
Must be pretty foggy. Because
But that
he's
was a
off
nice.
in real life, he's off like in a band with his brother, or something, like a Christian rock band or
Oh
something.
yeah, he's done other shows too. Yeah.
Oh, he was in that Nashville show.
Nashville, yeah.
Quite insipid, the show, I thought.
Yeah, and he was a really good character on Hospital, I
He
thought.
was, yeah. He defined that role, right? He was the first
Yeah.
one in the, yeah.
Think so.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff,
Anyway,
good times. But
what
yeah,
else about Scotty?
I like that, just that little scene with just like that handful of people, you know, it's just kind of nice and low key.
Okay, yep.
What was I gonna say? Oh, do you want to talk about the overbearing father?
Oh yeah, I was going to say the other overbearing father, in my opinion, is Curtis.
Oh, Curtis, yeah,
Oh,
gosh.
like when
Yeah.
the, as soon as they decided on that storyline of making him Trina's real biological father, it's like they flipped a switch and made him less likable.
Yeah,
And I liked
yeah.
him a lot.
I did too. I liked him very much. He was
And now he's,
complicated.
yeah.
Yep, I
And so
know.
I'm not digging the, I'm digging with like Trina's reaction to him being an overbearing father figure. Because she's like always like, you know, boundaries.
And we did, speaking of the Robinson family, we did have a bit more squealing from Portia.
Yep. I can't remember what it was in reaction to, but I was like,
Presents when
oh,
she got a
Jesus,
present
yeah.
from Curtis, and
Oh, right.
wasn't even that personal gift, I didn't
It
think, you
was
know.
like toiletries or something, right?
It's like he saw a list of presents you can get your lady, you
Your
know, and
lady, yeah.
yeah, so
Maybe Amazon did helped him with that or something.
maybe. So yeah, there was that. That was all. I don't know. I mean, I liked that they told Trina they were going to follow her lead, you know, when they were all sort of at the house, and
Oh, I liked all the Christmas trees.
you did.
At first, I was like, "What the hell's going on here?" And I was like, "Wow, it's like a it's like a
What the hell's
forest
going
in
on
there."
there? You
I'm disoriented.
are they in a store window? What's happening?
Like, why shouldn't I have a whole series of trees? Kind of like it.
Yeah, that's true. Why stop at one? Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can't even have one with a kitty,
I know. I know.
but I sort of, I liked that they were like, I know a lot of people have a different tree in each room or whatever, but I liked that theirs all kind of looked alike, but they were like
Yeah.
different sizes and stuff,
Right.
and
Right.
it's
Yep.
kind of cool, kind of cool.
Yeah. And she and Spencer had a pretty good, I guess, little sort of visit
Yeah, and
there.
I mean, of course, it's very cliched. They're like, we're going to pretend to be in love, pretend
Yeah.
to be in a
Yeah.
relationship, and of course, then they really will be, you know, because they both really want to be. And
Yes, they
I
do.
guess that's a time-honored cliche that works. So
I guess so.
we'll
Yeah.
go with it. We'll go with
Yeah. Yeah.
it. They're going to be an interesting couple.
They will be an interesting couple. That's true. And of course, her family will be warning her against, you know,
The
seeing
bad
more of
boy. Yeah,
him.
we're going to
Yeah.
have Trina with Spencer and Joss with Dex, and
Oh
it's going to
boy.
be
Wow. Think of
like
those. Well, he decked Dexter, right? So
they've.
they couldn't really double date without quite a bit of awkwardness.
Yeah. But just, I don't know if you'd say they graduated, but they each have moved away from these
Yeah.
very sweet,
Yeah.
kind young men that, you know, were
Where what you
nothing but,
see is what you get,
yeah,
basically,
nothing
right?
but goodness, and to the
Yeah.
like the dark, complicated young men.
True.
Interesting.
True,
Interesting.
Gia. And will they pay for that, or will they? I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. Do they just have to be interest? Is it just too boring to be with good guys?
yeah, I don't really like that idea that that's what the case. I don't know. I feel like, we'll see. I mean, both Spencer and Dex have shown that they have definitely a good side.
Right. But they're both pretty convoluted. I mean, Spencer, we know, obviously, is a hot mess.
He doesn't have a
Dex,
lot of self-control.
we don't know what Dex's agenda is. You know, he's Like at first it seemed maybe just mercenary, but I don't think so. I think it's like a personal vendetta or something.
Yeah, we don't know, 'cause right now he's seeming like a pretty decent guy.
Yeah, but if you think about how he first came on the scene, like the first time Joss encountered him, he was beating somebody up
Yeah, that's true.
at Sonny's direction, you know, which I liked that.
Yeah, that was cute.
I just liked that they were like let's if we're gonna be monsters, let's show a little like the ugly side of this, so that we can show that, you know, this is these aren't necessarily the best citizens of your town, you know.
It's not just this romantic sort of
Yeah,
thing.
yeah.
That reminded me, for some reason, going back to Cody. Didn't he admit to having a child
Did
to
he?
somebody? It seemed
Honestly, I
like,
was half asleep. Well, he was looking at the babies. Is
and
that
I
what he
think it was
means?
a it was a nurse or somebody who came up and said, "Is she yours?" or something like that. Or I don't know. It seemed like he said something that made it sound like he also had a
Hmm.
child, but I don't
Maybe
know.
that's a deep, dark secret. He and Dante have a child together.
I would like that.
I also feel like we're getting a sudden like shift in Dante's character, or they're trying to make him dark and brooding.
Or something. And
Something.
he's like, they're gonna
Tortured, a
make,
tortured cop, you know?
and he was tortured before, when
Yes,
he had
quite.
all that
Yeah.
shit in his head. But
PTSD and yeah. People were clicking pens and
yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it seemed like he was certainly interesting enough, when it wasn't just him and Sam doing their, their
Yeah.
lovey-dovey stuff,
Yeah.
like when he's talking to Sonny or Michael, going around trying to keep the peace and, be honest with everybody about, I don't know, what was going on.
Yeah. He yes, exactly. He's an interesting character without having to drum up some new drama. But I guess we're watching a drama, so
I guess so.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it would have, like, the whole thing, like, if he's supposed to be all sort of torn up about what happened to Rory, the two of them seemed like they were on such separate paths before that. I mean, I
Yeah,
can
and they weren't
understand
really
that.
tight.
I mean, if he was supposed to maybe like go there first or something, and then Rory like beat him to that apartment or whatever, like he might have some guilt, but it seemed like it was just like a disconnected kind of thing that happened,
Speaking of at that apartment, has Angel
Oh
missed the dead
yeah,
body yet? The
the
guy, the dead guy. There's a dead guy. We need to pick up dead guy on aisle 8.
You'd think there might be some more clues about the hook buried in that dead guy, right?
Yeah, like was it is maybe it wasn't connected at all to what happened to Roy. It just happened to be an apartment that had a guy
It
that
had a
maybe
dead
had a
guy.
yeah, he had a heart attack, died of natural causes. Like, but nobody's mentioned him again.
That's true. How sloppy is that?
It's not very Christmassy, I guess. Maybe they're just letting it drop for a few days till Christmas is over. I don't know.
I
But
don't
yeah,
know.
it does seem sloppy to not bring it up, somebody.
I mean, yeah, we want to believe at least one of these cops knows what they're
Oh my
doing.
God. Yeah.
Oh
Yeah.
God, that is ridiculous, isn't it?
It does seem like a little, like a bit of a clue, or a complication or something. Did the hook kill him? Is he the hook? You know, is he anybody knows? Like,
If the hook had attacked that person also, then you'd think there'd be that snake poison or snake venom in that body too.
yeah. Oh,
Heather?
I was so yeah, I was really drifting at the end there. Did she indicate somehow that she was the hook at the end? Or
Well, she was really sort of trying to convince them that Ryan knew, or that maybe she was trying to sort of connect Ryan and Esme. I yeah. guess, sort of going along with their theory that it's Esme.
And now, is she doing that because she's got some deal with Ryan? Like, is there some angle that they're working?
I couldn't tell if she was working with him or if she was trying to, like, sort of betray him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, because I guess she could sort of frame him if she's got, you know, that earring and necklace or whatever.
Yeah.
Theoretically would be in his possession.
That could be, it could be a really, she's been working the long game here.
Maybe.
All these years.
Yeah.
She's a very funny cougar, though. She's cracking me up with the constant come-ons.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. She's something. She's a good character.
Yeah. But I don't want her to be the hook, because that's just sort of a giveaway, like, yeah, it's a Looney Tunes woman that, you know.
Well, and then, and they definitely were making you think that when she saw the picture, you know. Did you see that part when she saw the picture on the cop's phone that was taken at Bryce Plaza?
No.
It was with Laura and Spencer.
Oh, the picture. Okay.
And Trina. Yeah. And Spencer and Trina had wanted to have their picture.
Right.
Taken.
That was exactly what they wanted
to happen. So she was reacting the way that they wanted whoever the hook was to react. But that means she's sneaking out. Where was she? Was she in Spring Ridge during all the previous murders?
I don't know. I can't even recall exactly when she appeared on the scene here.
Yeah, I know. Must have been after some of those killings.
Yeah.
So I guess we're supposed to believe she can just come and go because she knows enough people in there or can manipulate them.
She's got some like hole in her wall that takes her through the catacombs or something.
right. Yeah.
I don't know. So. There'll be some cockamamie explanation. It'll be very punk rock.
There you go. Bingo, Gia.
Yeah.
She did it.
No, I didn't really.
That was pretty good.
I keep saying, because I'm hooked on this new Instagram account or new to me Instagram account with these cats, and they're business cats, and they have ties, and like, and they're all orange, and then there's one other cat they call Lobster Doug, and I don't know why it's so intriguing to me, but the orange cat story was like,
I don't know how to respond to that, Gia, but
it's just what I spend my day watching, and it's got like so many followers.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's so okay. That's all right.
Stuck on these voices and. And then the rest of it is like watching panda bears like fall out of trees or watching rabbits eat grapes or
carrots. That's so
or,
fun.
You know,
I love watching a rabbit eat a grape.
It's very funny. It's all pretty funny.
It is. Those little animals.
Speaking of panda bears, big news while I was in Memphis that in our world anyway, the panda bears that have been at the Memphis Zoo are the contract is up and they're going back to China.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that actually happened. I didn't know they actually hold you to those contracts.
Yeah, I know. It's like, weird, isn't it, to think about like just shipping pandas back to a.
Yeah, and these pandas, like they showed them and they look pretty bad now. They look pretty scruffy. It's been like 20 years. And I'm like, are they going to even know what the hell's happening, the poor things? Like,
I know. That seems like that would be pretty traumatic.
I think so. Journey. My mother would be so sad. It's like Yaya and Lele, I think, are their names. But I'm sorry. That was a tangent.
No, it's all right.
I'm all done.
Poor pandas. Gosh. Oh, dear.
I mean, it'd be preferable if they could be in whatever wild place they're supposed to be in.
Yeah. Course.
But then I'm thinking, like, how disorienting will that be to be crated up and shipped back to China?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
I think they've still got their polar bear, so it's okay.
Okay. All right. I'm sure the polar bear's psyched to be in Memphis.
Yeah, I know.
You don't know, maybe.
Maybe you think they're all bummed down about the icebergs and stuff. I just want to go to Florida.
I'm old.
Somebody sponsor me, for crying out loud. Oh dear, Gia.
Oh, okay. Silly. Let's get back to General Hospital. Okay, what? Right. Feel like we kind of covered a lot.
We did. Who in like whatever episode you recall of the last handful? Who would you say was your standout character? Is that too hard right now?
maybe. I'm going to just go with Heather because we were just talking about
her. Yeah.
I guess. But yeah. I guess with a runner-up of Britt. I think Britt's bringing it here towards the end.
Yep, she's doing a good job. It was nice to see Terry again.
Yep, yeah.
Okay. And I like seeing Austin more, you know. I like seeing him just sort of work in the room a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it bums me out after seeing he and Britt together that she's going to be gone because they're so great together.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we didn't really mention Spinelli and Maxie and Georgie and
Ellie. Oh, right. Yeah.
There were a couple moments in that episode that got me a little teared up, and I can't remember what they were.
Were you? Did you have your snout in the eggnog the whole time or something?
I was so drunk. No.
Spiked eggnog.
I think one of them was like the Elizabeth scene with Scotty and Laura. That one I found very touching.
Okay. Maybe your pickled soup had turned. Fermented. Did it ferment?
Curdled. Yeah, I'm sure it tastes like it can be nowhere. There's nothing in it that's healthy, even though it's got potatoes and carrots and stuff. It just feels like it's like drinking brine, you know, from a pickle jar.
The pickling process itself, they seem to think it has some, you know, like pickled items are supposed to have some positive effect on your gut health, like all the kimchi and the vinegary based stuff and sauerkraut and. Yeah. So I'm in favor of all that because that's I lean more towards the kids' palate of.
Yeah. So you should probably try a pickle soup then.
I like fried pickles. Have you done fried pickles at a restaurant? You know?
No, I haven't. No.
Although I had them once at a kind of a sports bar and they were so freakishly salty that they couldn't even. And I love salt.
I know.
But I've had them at another place and they usually have like a dipping sauce of some kind, which is, you know, like a. Like a sriracha mayo or something. Sort of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. So we've established you weren't actually drunk. You were just feeling a little sentimental.
Yeah, a little sentimental. Yeah.
You teared up. Okay. I think I'll be tearing up over Britt's exit. Yeah.
I hope they really do a good job with that story. I hope.
Yeah.
Don't drop the ball or something.
But it'll be sad and I will be tearing up when they how are they going to handle Epiphany's absence? How are they going to explain her absence?
I know,
you know, obviously this was not foreseen, obviously.
No That's a good question, Gia.
It'll have to be an off-camera occurrence in the plot line.
True. Yeah. Know? Right. Yeah. Gosh.
Car accident or something.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
It'll be. And how sad must that be when they have that happen and the characters have to, or they're acting, but it's for real, you know?
Yeah. Right. Right. They're not just leaving for another soap or something.
Yeah. They're not just going to Florida because they got old and they want to get a consumer cellular account and a Cricket phone or whatever. They still make those.
It's like your free association of what old people are all about.
I am old people.
I know.
You better step off. I am old people. Why? What do you say? What do you picture old people?
That's pretty much it, I guess. early dinner.
And Skechers. You get the
shoes with Velcro instead of laces. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, it's all good. It's all
I was good, old yeah. people. I went on a flight and I thought, oh, I can take my little headphones and plug in and I can watch Hulu stuff while I'm waiting at the airport for 30 mm-hmm. hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And that, so my new phone, I'm like, there's no place to plug it in.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's right. They done away with jacks on a lot of phones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then my husband has to explain to me what I would need. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, what do you talk-
Oh, poor Gia. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
The car I rented didn't use a key. It was a button, you know, the button start uh-huh. thing. That, wow. That took me a few minutes to figure
out. Yeah, this was like, well, quite a journey for you into the 20th
Yeah, it was
century.
A lot of new stuff going on. It was a Nissan Eczema or something like uh-huh. that.
Eczema. Yeah, you should have a job in product development or something.
Yeah. And then I had to drive it in this, like, blizzard with, you know, cars off the road. Was it really
oh,
a blizzard?
Yeah.
I haven't driven in that in a while. I was like, oh, uh-huh. right. Oh, that's yeah. why I got a flip phone and moved to Florida. Too old for this crap.
Yeah, that's true. It's so easy to forget, but you gotta slow down.
Slow it down, people. Yeah.
Yeah. Oy, I'm so tired of this cold weather already. Not even January yet.
Yeah. Did you have power out anymore?
Yeah,
I know you
well,
already did, but
we had the one outage where it lasted for 3 days, and we were lucky. There were people who lost it for 4 or 5 days in that one, and then the second second outage happened. I think that was Christmas Eve, maybe, or somewhere around there.
Oh no!
And it was only out for like 7 hours, but it was super windy, and the temperature in the house went from 56 to 37 in like
five hours. Oh
it
man, that's
miserable.
Painful.
Yeah. It was a miracle that the power came back on at like 2 a.m. because I was thinking I got to go down to the basement and shut off the water. You know,
yeah,
I shouldn't wait to do that. You know, but
yeah,
didn't have to.
That's rough.
God.
That is yeah. rough. Yeah,
I don't think we've ever had really this much really challenging
it's just
weather.
It's been a doozy on the whole country.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really, I know.
Poor
Buffalo, my God.
I know. I shouldn't even complain at all.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't
really
either. I don't. Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. Yeah. But I'll end with this one. It's not General Hospital, but so I'm at the airport and I'm like, got all this time. I'm like, oh, Starbucks. I've got a Starbucks card. And so, and there's really not much of a line. How wonderful. Because
that sounds like you.
They didn't have any coffee because the whole city's under this boil water. Thing because of the storm and lines bursting and
wow.
I was like, oh man, yeah.
Oh, sheesh. Was there anything like refrigerated like that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Starbucks drinks and stuff.
I could have done that, but I don't swing that way.
Really? Okay.
I'm more punk rock.
Okay,
that didn't really work.
No. You erased the good one that you did earlier.
I'm always doing that. Thinking it's just a step too far.
I am.
Okay.
Oh, Gia. Well, it's great to have you back home.
Well, thanks. Good to be back and hope everybody had a good Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays. And maybe our next episode we can do like New Year's resolutions and have a cocktail or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Or anti-resolutions or something.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, Gia.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening and we'll see
y'all
next time.
Yep. All right. You can go to sleep now, Gia. Okay.
All right. See ya.
Bye.